The following, the best of talkback, was recorded for playback at this time. Sorry, no phone calls.
Talkback is brought to you by Walker, Mercedes, and BMW. Experience the luxury. It's Talkback, Central Louisiana's longest-running talk show. Whether it's the hosts or the callers, Talkback is where Central Louisiana connects and begins its conversation.
And we're back, Sandra McQuain in the studio with Nathan Martin, and joining us is the mayor of Pineville, Rich Dupree. Good morning, Mayor.
Good morning.
Well, I know you are catching your breath. You've just come off a phone call and a fast drive over here, so we're going to let you breathe for a minute because Nathan and I have a new surprise for you.
Oh, man.
Are you ready?
I guess, yeah.
All right. We're going to hope this works, so here we go.
He's a voice you know, from the sports booth to the mayor's show. He's called the games and led the town. Pineville Rebels never letting us down. It's Talk Back on Pineville where we all tune in.
Oh, wow.
Rich Dupree's got the news, let the talk begin. From the field to City Hall, he's making us proud. Pineville's finest, say it loud, hashtag. Proud on the second Tuesday, don't miss the sound. Rich Dupree's got Pineville spinning around. Tune in for the stories, the laughter, the cheer. Talk back on Pineville, it's the show of the year.
Wow.
On the year.
Wow.
It's the show of the year.
That's awesome. Wow.
There you go.
Man,
you go.
That's some creativity, and I didn't recognize either one of your voices in that. So
that was the other gift.
So, it would have sounded good if Sandra had sung it. But,
well, it could have. And I hear you sing periodically to keep me awake sometimes when we're driving back from a late-night football game.
Oh,
but, wow, that's nice. Does Matt Ritchie have one of those?
No.
Not yet.
Not yet. Okay. All right. So, you've arrived. Well, thank you, guys.
I think he's a little breathless and speechless at the
same
time.
Yeah, and I knew I was going to need oxygen one way or the other, but the fast trek over here. But, thank you, guys. It's good to be on Talk Back, and I knew there was a surprise coming, and between the two of you, I wasn't quite sure, although I thought singing was going to be involved.
But it just got the Susie Dupree stamp of approval.
Yeah, so that's great. That's great. Thank you, guys. It's good to be here. Today is a very busy day, as Councilman Martin and talk show host Martin referred to a little bit ago, but in preparing for our city council meeting tonight, which hopefully won't be one of our longest, but it is from an agenda standpoint, but just a lot of good things going on, and we'll get into the agenda like we always do. We always welcome your phone calls at 442-8255, but speaking today at noon to the Alexandria Rotary Club, a great opportunity. They've had a number of different mayors, including Mayor Roy, and I know that the mayor of Cheneyville spoke recently in his role not only as a Rapides Parish mayor, but the outgoing president of the LMA, the Louisiana Municipal Association, and I've had this opportunity once before, and I'm at the halfway point of this first term as mayor, and it's a good opportunity also because you're speaking to a group of individuals, men and women, business owners, higher education, a couple of mayors in addition, but these are the folks that make the engine work. Here in Central Louisiana on all levels of economic development, community development, business development. So I really have put a lot of thought and time into speaking to them today. And I know you spoke to them before as well. And it's an honor at the same time as the mayor of Pineville. But many of those men and women, in my years in municipal government and even when I was in the private sector before that, in marketing and media, those are individuals I worked with. and counted on.
No doubt about it. No, I had the pleasure of speaking both in my role at England, but also when I was chairing United Way, and we were always unveiling new ALIS data, and really, you know, and what I appreciate about that club and that audience is they ask great questions. And they're not gotcha questions. They're just really thoughtful questions, and you can tell they are deeply thinking about how to move this community forward.
Well, and they put their money where their mouth is, in the community. You see that at Christmas time. You see that in their commitment to early childhood education. So, again, I look forward to that. Mike Tudor will be introducing me today, and I appreciate Mike. He is the chairman of our Pineville Downtown Development District, and there is a lot going on in our downtown area and all across the city. So we're really excited about that. We also are looking forward to breaking a little bit of news, announcing a couple of new developments. Central Hospital itself has moved off of the former Central Hospital's State Hospital grounds there on 165 and have moved their patients into the new location, which is on Essler Field Road, across from Camp Beauregard. Well, not Camp Beauregard, sorry. Yeah, erase that. National Guard Training Center, Pineville. But it's on the backside of Pinecrest, so it's still on state property. And, again, going back several years, actually it was first announced in 2011. That's how long it took to finally get it funded, get it built, get it off the ground. And last month they moved their 120 patients to that site. But the whole idea in moving there and the $33 million that went into building the facility was so that they could share some of the same work that is done at Pinecrest, meaning from a maintenance standpoint, meaning from a dietary standpoint, and just meaning from a security standpoint. And that plus downsizing from 450, 500 acres to about 35 acres makes quite a difference in the operating budget as well. So congratulations to the state on getting that moved. But in the meantime, we've been slowly moving in the direction of getting Central developed. And that was one of the contentions during the run for mayor in 2022 was, who was best prepared to be able to handle that going forward. And we had been working on it for quite a long time and still have a lot of work to do. The first development got off the ground 3 years ago, 4 years ago, when the first 2 acres was sold to the St. Romain family for the Why Not Stop to be built. It was their 15th location at the time. They have 16 now, and it is one of their best locations for both inside sales and outside sales of fuel. So, that was the first domino to fall. The second, you see under construction right now, which is Giles Hyundai. They are moving their operation from Alexandria, where they bought out the longtime M&M Dodge, M&M Hyundai family there, and the McMicken family retired from the business, and they moved in to buy that, did Bob Giles, and then, of course, not long after that, began to look for a new location to build, and he did that as well. So that is finally underway. You see that construction going on, and they look to be selling their first vehicles by April of next year. So we look forward to that.
Of course, all I think about on the Why Not Stop is having two children that commuted to Pineville from Alexandria.
Yeah.
My money no longer will be going to the Why Not Stop. So it's
why
going
not?
To Oklahoma and New York. But the Why Not Stop, just I can stop funding them for a while. So anyway, let's go to the phones. Good morning. You're on with Rich Dupree.
Good morning. A quick question. Okay. Mr. Wembley is now over the Pineville shelter. And I'm sorry, I haven't really read a lot into it. Is that temporary, or is he now the director there?
Well, Mr. Wimberly is in an interim position. He's been working with us since he retired from Alexandria at the end of last year, just 20 hours a week helping train some of our young staff in how to administer the strict standards you have to administer and follow from that standpoint. So when we had a change recently, he agreed to step in and handle that on an interim basis until we found someone else.
Okay, because Pineville has been good at working with rescues, so I'm assuming that's going to continue.
Yes, ma'am, 100%. He and I have discussed that already, and again, that hasn't changed, and he's been working with us since the first of the year, so it's just not been in as public a position as he is now, but he's still retired technically and just helping us out to get us over this hump.
Okay, thank you.
You bet. Thank you for the call, and we tried to be clear on that with the recommendation that was made last week, but Mr. Wimberly has a long history in public service and, of course, 30-plus years with the city of Alexandria. He's been with the Rapides Parish Sheriff's Office for, I believe, 24, 25 years. He was in the private sector before that, as well as at APD, and he just thought he was retiring from that standpoint, but he's been great with the young employees that we have at Pineville Animal Control, and appreciate him being willing when I called him late last Wednesday night to say, could you help us with this short term? And he definitely stepped up and agreed. So appreciate that. Continuing on the 165 corridor and talking about Central Hospital, we mentioned Giles, Central land there. They're under construction. We got a couple of other things that we're looking forward and today in detail at the Rotary Club. I will share for the first time publicly information that will hopefully excite folks, and that is the next piece of land that was purchased, Central Management Company, which operates 22 skilled nursing facilities throughout Louisiana, as well as three home health agencies. They've been located, their corporate headquarters has been located in Winfield since 1988. They've purchased 20 acres of land that is on the hill directly across from Bulow Lake. For a visual, it would be between where the Why Not Stop is now and where the dairy barn is at the top of the hill. They've got 20 acres there that they've already done some clearing, but in the next several months, you will see them start the development of that. They first are going to build their new corporate headquarters, about 20,000 square feet, $11 million investment in the Pineville economy from the construction of that. And we're really excited about having Teddy Ray Price and his family. We've been talking about this for ever since the idea that Central might vacate that property. So this conversation's 15 years or more in the making, but to finally get it to where, you know, you're inking a deal and you are putting, you know, your money where your thoughts are. That's what Teddy Ray has done. And he will build that corporate headquarters and relocate it from Wynn Parish to the city of Pineville. And then when that building is complete within a year or so, a couple of years of that, he will begin a new hilltop skilled nursing facility that will be state-of-the-art and will be a $23 million project to take care of those in their later years. And really excited about that. He's been doing it around the state. I saw the one in Bossier. He's opened one recently in Baker, Louisiana, with Mayor Darnell Waits down there. And just doing a lot of he's now here, even here in Alexandria. Naomi Heights, a new Naomi Heights, is under construction on Versailles Boulevard. And when that construction crew gets that one finished, they will then move to Pineville and pick up this project. But really excited about that, a 30 plus million dollar investment into the city of Pineville, and that being the third piece of the very nice Central Hospital property that will be developed, and will certainly be a great feeder for our CLTCC, for Louisiana Christian University, for LSUA, when you're talking about the need for medical staff, when you're talking about the need for care for our older adults. There's going to be a prime hiring source right there on the former Central State Hospital grounds.
Love that. Congratulations. All right, well, let's take our first break. We'll be back with Mayor Dupree.
Let's get back to the show. It's Talk Back on KSYL.
And we're back. Sandra McQuain, Nathan Martin, joined in the studio by Pineville Mayor Rich Dupree. So continue the good news.
Oh, I thought you were going to play the jingle again.
Oh, would you like
us
to?
No,
oh,
no,
no. We'll take care of that.
Just kidding, but
all
I do want a
at
copy.
At 8:30, I'll replay it.
I do want a copy. So but that is fantastic. It's good to be here talking, as we've done for many, many years, following in the tradition that Mayor Fields coming every second Tuesday, which coincides with our city council meeting, which is tonight at 6 o'clock at Pineville City Hall on Main Street, downtown Pineville, right across from historic First Baptist Church. So I hope that you can come and join us and be a part of that. It's live streamed as well, so that's an opportunity, too, to see it without necessarily having to be there. But it's always good to be in person, just like when watching a football game. Always better to be in person. But if you can't, we'll certainly provide you a way to check that out. We were talking about Central State Hospital property, and we are working with our Pineville Downtown Development District to make some more things happen there. Also today at Rotary at noon in downtown, I will let some of the folks see not only the conceptual drawings that Ash Broussard and Weinzettel ABW has put together for our friends with Central Management Company and their new corporate office that they're going to build there on the grounds of Central, right across from Bulow, but also their new skilled nursing facility that they will build there in the next couple of years. But we'll also show you and put on the table for the folks at Rotary today to see a group that we're working with out of West Monroe that wants to bring a senior and adult retirement community for individuals 55 and older to our market. And we've been working with them for a couple of years now, going back and forth and talking about what could be done, and identified a couple of sites, but the best site for them is on those central grounds. And so today we'll be talking about an announcement of our intent to recruit Central Point Retirement Community to Pineville and to Central Louisiana. This will be 132 unit active senior adult retirement community for individuals 55 and over. There's a couple of different components to this. We were talking during the break, Sandra, about the need for a health care corridor, if you will. And, you know, I mean, Rapids Regional is just right across the river, if you will, from where Central is. And, of course, just around the corner to the north, to the northwest, is the VA Medical Center. So you've got a lot of medical synergy there along that corridor of 165 Highway 71. And this is going to add to that. So we're very, very excited about this particular opportunity. What we are looking at as far as the city is concerned is a partnership with local medical community and local universities to provide healthcare services, because not only are they going to build 132 units, and they're going to utilize some of the buildings that are on the grounds currently. So you're talking about historic renovation of, in particular, if the state accepts the offer that that they're putting on the table, you're talking about the historic preservation of the current administration building on the grounds, the current human resources building that's on the grounds, this multiple stories. And you're also talking about a beautiful three-story building that used to be the home of Region 6 for the Department of Health. And it's got three beautiful big columns out in front of it, and the concrete stairway that you walk up to get into the front of that building. They're looking to restore all of those buildings as a part of this particular project and offer healthcare, entertainment, and even dining options, you know, for this retirement community. So this is fantastic. I don't know that there's anything like it within, you know, our region, and we're really excited about this opportunity. They are looking at a $60 to $70 million economic impact in just the construction phase, and then another $50 million in economic development benefits over the next 15 years. So, you know, you're talking $120 to $130 million impact on about 20 acres of land and a retirement community right there at the mouth of where the Curtis Coleman Bridge brings you into Pineville from Alexandria. So you've got easy access to go either direction that you want to go or need to go. And we're really excited about it. So that's in the works. We're negotiating with the state on that. We're working on right-of-way issues now that the hospital itself is completely, well, almost completely. There's still some ancillary things that are there. There's some nice tractors that are still there, and things they're cutting grass still and working on the fiscal plan itself. But the hospital itself is relocated, so now we can get into the interior of the property. But that also presents some challenges from an engineering standpoint about right-of-ways, where we want to see roads go. And actually tomorrow I've booked a couple of hours with Tom David, and we're just going to both lock ourselves in a room and turn our phones off and just work on laying out something that we can present to the state, because that's the only thing kind of holding up this deal moving forward right now. We've worked the pieces on the outside of the hospital property, and those have been easy to move, and we've already detailed the first three that have been sold. But now the state's saying, okay, what's your vision for inside the property? So we'll take off my mayor hat and put on my realtor hat and get to work on trying to provide that. But again, another exciting opportunity for not just health care, but for seniors, and something that we think's really been missing here in Central Louisiana.
Now, what a great project. And I know we're up against a break, but just the ability to have sort of independent living and then as needed assisted and then full nursing care, but all there in a close-knit community is really a brilliant strategy.
Well, we're excited about it, and you know, that's what we kind of envisioned. That's what Mayor Fields and I, when we first talked with Governor Jindal back in 2010, 2011, that's what we envisioned as an opportunity for development, not knowing what might come. And it just took a lot longer than we thought it would. But we are certainly breaking ground now at a pace that requires oxygen.
Yes, it does. Well, why don't we give you a moment to breathe after that wonderful monologue, and we'll be back right after this.
Hey, just a reminder, you can listen to KSYL's Talkback after the show. It's audio on demand at KSYL.com.
And we're back. Sandra McQuain, Nathan Martin, and Pineville Mayor Rich Dupree. So, Mayor Dupree, what else is on the agenda for this morning?
That's not enough? Oh, no,
well,
I'm sorry.
That okay. was plenty. Okay. You, okay. You're good. Okay. You're dismissed. All right.
No. A lot of things going on. And, again, I appreciate the opportunity to visit with you guys here. I never know what to I'm going to get. It's been an interesting.
We don't either.
Oh, okay. But I was going to lead into the compliment, though, that what a great change of pace it has been to you know, anticipate that in the morning and see who's going to be there when the opening jingle plays. I get just enough of the Today Show that I can stand, and then I am able to get out of that. So I get my 15 seconds of biased news, and then I can turn you guys on and find out what's happening from a conservative perspective and everything, and what's going on locally. But I really enjoy the different combinations. And, you know, normally, and when you're thinking football, quarterback, wide receiver, you got to have some type of chemistry to really be successful. But these parts can change out. And I think last week, it's normally been a, you know, male, female. But last week, I think it was Wednesday, it was Nathan and Al. Yeah. So it was two guys, which really threw me off when I turned the radio on. So, but good job, Sinlaw Broadcasting. And it's good to help the staff as well here, and help, you know, all of you, all of us, you know, but especially the host of the show here, you know, all the other hosts you hear, that's their primary gig, if you will. But what you do, and in some cases, I know in both the case of you two, the both of you, you have a couple of other jobs that you maintain in addition to getting here to do this. So my hat's off to the ownership here, and to Chad and Taylor and Charlie, and you know, working to broaden the base of announcers that you have locally, and hopefully not wear any of you out too soon. So, all right.
Well, it's a delight to come in and be a part of it. Sandra's always got a smile on her face. And
whether she wants to or not. right?
You are so, correct.
Yes.
When the mic is on.
That's right. So, anyway, speaking of smiles, we were certainly smiling in Shreveport weekend before last, where we had our Louisiana Municipal Association convention. A lot of great things that were accomplished there. I was most proud of... We had four of our five council members that was able to make it. The other recovering from hand surgery, but four of our five council members and five senior staff members that joined us there. And you don't see that with a lot of communities, even that were, you know, locally there that could easily travel to Shreveport for the convention. But it was certainly a proud moment for me in particular, and we took a picture. Our buddy Cliff Palmer with LaMatz snapped a picture of us that is now the cover photo for the City of Pineville page. So thank you for that, and a nice reminder. You'll probably see that today at the Rotary Club too. So we'll show that off. But I had the very distinct honor of being elected second vice president of the Municipal Association, statewide office that we ran for and ran unopposed. And that was a super incredible honor for a lot of reasons, because there have been some contentious elections for that seat. Normally, you know, as it would go, once you're second vice, you move up to first vice and then to president. And the year that I would move up to be president, it will actually be the 100th anniversary of the founding of the Louisiana Municipal Association, which started with a meeting here at the Hotel Bentley in Alexandria. So that's, again, some history we'll get into a little bit later on, but certainly honored with that. I'll be the second mayor from the City of Pineville, with my mentor, Clarence Fields, being the first to be elected to that statewide position with the Louisiana Municipal Association. So very excited about that. I join our president this year is Leesville Mayor Rick Allen, who is very, very well known for his work with Mike Reese and the Allied Forces organization that they do in support of not just Fort Johnson, but armed allies, armed forces allies around the state. But Rick is our LMA president this year, and our first vice president is the mayor of Broussard, Ray Bork, and the name escaped me there for a second because I've gone off my notes, but Ray Bork and Broussard, one of the towns that we compete against in the cleanest city contest. So, you know, he said, I'll let you get this one, but you better let me get the award next year for cleanest city. So we'll see. We'll see if that happens or not. But again, a great opportunity. And I also want to say congratulations to City Councilman Tom Boucher, who followed me and who followed Councilman Martin, Councilman Dorn, and Mayor Fields in being elected district vice president, which covers six parishes here in Rapides and going north and going east. He was elected and took his seat in Shreveport as the new district vice president, representing there's 10 districts around the state, and he joins that LMA executive board. So Pineville will have two loud and proud voices on the executive board. So congratulations to Pineville City Councilman Tom Boucher.
Absolutely. Yeah, congratulations to you and your councilman, and we'll be back with Mary Dupree right after this.
Like to be part of Talk Back? Well, pick up the phone and call the BOM Bank Talk Line at 442-8255. That's 442-TALK. The best of Talk Back is back Saturday mornings 8 to 10 right here on KSYL. Now, back to the show.
And we're back with Mayor Dupree. What's next?
Well, downtown Pineville continues to be a hot topic for us. In preparing for the Rotary Club presentation today, I was kind of just going down Main because I wanted to kind of get in my head how many businesses or how much renovation has gone on. And I stopped at 13 businesses that have or buildings that either have been purchased and renovated and open or are under renovation to be opened. And that was before you got to the entrance to Louisiana Christian University. There's plenty of things happening on the other side of that downtown rail underpass there, railroad underpass. And I'll get into that in just a moment, but we always stop when you call 442-8255.
And we're going to go to the phones. Good morning. You're on with Mayor Dupree.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Mayor Rich Dupree.
Yes.
My name is Jeanette Carey, and I was born and raised in Pineville. And I had went to California in 2000, and I moved back home in 2002. And I was, like, put on some kind of program in 2002 when I got back. And I was paying $24 and something a month for my sewage and water. And I don't know when they start going up every year, $2.47. So now my water and my sewage is $40 and something. And I called the water department and asked why. I talked to the man over the water department, and he said that we pay, they go up on the bill every year to help with keeping everything, you know, taking care of,
sure,
of the equipment and everything. And that's unfair. They do that every year without contacting the citizens. And now my bill is a month. My sewage and water is it's $40 and something a month.
Well, Miss Carey,
like 24.
I got you. Miss Carey, I'd be happy to talk with you myself, give you a little bit more of an explanation. It is something that the city council, at the mayor's recommendation, as well as our auditor's recommendation, they put an automatic adjustment based on the consumer price index, CPI, and that happens every month, just like it does with just about any other utility that you may have, electric, gas, whatever the case may be. You know, that you should, depending on where you live, you should be only getting a minimum bill. And if that is what you're paying right now, that really is a deal compared to what others pay in respect to their water and sewer, not just in Pineville, but around the state. But let me say, if you would call my office at 449-5650. If you'd call my office, 449-5650, leave your name and number and say that, you know, that, and just ask me to give you, ask the secretary that answers to have the mayor call. I will certainly do that. And I'll even come visit with you and try to explain it to you in person if that'll help.
Yes, sir.
Okay.
All right. Thank you.
Thank you, Ms. Carey. Appreciate it. Again, we're happy to take your calls, 442-8255. We were talking about Main Street, downtown Pineville area, and talking about some of the redevelopment there. Jorge Roca, a big part in that. But there's been a couple of churches that have taken some downtown area and made it their second home or their first home in one case. As far as River Outreach is concerned, we've seen buildings there on the corner of Shamrock and Main Street that the Trahant family has taken, that Roger McCoy used to have, and have just given it such a revitalized look. We, of course, have done our part with the Senior Citizens Center there and doing over $1 million in both heating and air, as well as just renovations to a building that was built in the 1940s. We've done some things with our museum, the Old Town Hall, as well. And again, just continue to see some excitement that builds on that. Talking about Louisiana Christian University, had the opportunity to attend the town hall last week. Councilman Martin and I both did. A great group of folks filling the chairs that were there. Some obviously interested to see where the presidential search is going, what's the process, what's the timeline. Others were there to share their points of view about changing the name when they did a couple of years ago from LC to LCU. And, you know, each kind of has their position, and I don't think there's a wrong answer you know, to the question, but, you know, you had the opportunity to quiz the chairman of the trustees, as well as two professors that are members on the search committee, as well as the interim president, who is doing a great job of balancing all of that and still trying to keep the operations as they welcome kids back for the fall semester. But as I remember the timeline, Councilman, they hope to have a president in place by February, which would be fantastic.
Yeah, or at least a recommendation to the trustee board. Yes. And that president probably would not take office until after the end of the school semester there,
right?
Because they would have responsibilities wherever they are.
Sure,
chances are. But yeah, that was a very, very informative session that I think we came away with lots of good information from.
And they've hired a national search firm to help them with that. And of course they were taking names. I had one of a local person to submit to them. So I hope they'll take a look at some of those. But that choice will be important. It'll be important to downtown. That's 83 acres right there that is in downtown Pineville, and can not only help those new businesses that have opened, including some right there in the shadow of the entrance to LCU, but we met yesterday with an entrepreneur that is purchasing a nice chunk of property that you're going to see some movement on real soon, right there where Donahue and Military meet. So a great opportunity. I'm cheering for LCU, and we want to get that back, get that ship going back in the right direction.
Absolutely. Well, we'll be back with our final segment with Mayor Dupree right after the break.
Talk Back is sponsored by Walker, Mercedes, and BMW. There's nothing quite like the unparalleled quality and style with Walker, Mercedes, and BMW. Now let's get back to Talk Back on KSYL 970 AM, 104.9 FM, and 100.3 HD3.
And we're back with Mayor Dupree. So I know you have city council meeting tonight.
Yes, that'll be the bookend of a very busy day, but always is. But that's good. Our meeting for this month, we're a monthly council, so it's a lot of things have to get planning ahead and putting things on resolutions, introduction of ordinances, that type of thing. We are, as I heard Councilman Martin refer to, working on blighted properties, and we're close to like 695,000 that have been budgeted toward blighted properties over the last 3 or 4 years, and working hard toward that. That's why we have 7 condemnation hearings on the agenda for tonight, and then we have a resolution to introduce another 8 to the city council to be able to serve the property owners at said addresses to come and appear before the council. But all of this is to try to take advantage of some blight money that is available out there, and we've secured it. It's not something we're chasing. It's something we've secured. So again, when you can take down, I think it was 22, 23 properties with the first $250,000 that we were able to obtain, and now we're working on almost $500,000 grant toward clearing blight. You can make quite an impact in your community in areas that have been neglected. So that's a big part of the 3-page agenda tonight. Of course, obviously there are a couple of other zoning related matters that are on the agenda. We're going to be addressing those, and then of course we've just secured right at $2 million for our airport runway through DOTD. Been going back and forth for the last couple of years on that because everything was coming in above the allotted amount. And thankfully, we got a call, a month ago saying, so this plus this is this. Yes. Okay. We'll fund it. And so we're really excited about that for a small municipal airport to get $2 million to put toward that runway will certainly be beneficial, and it's caused us to put more attention around how we're going to fix Airport Road, how we're going to do some other things around the lake, because as you're getting attention across the street at the old Central Hospital property and all the development that's looking there, you've got to take care of that side of the highway as well. So we're working on that. But again, council meeting begins at 6 o'clock tonight. The agenda is online already. We will have the council meeting online too, so I want to encourage you to keep that in mind. We have a briefing with the council and city staff at 5 o'clock, a zoning commission meeting in the council chambers at 5:30, and then the regular council meeting begins at 6 o'clock. And again, that's at 910 Main Street. I do want to say congratulations to the Ayala brothers, both young men, graduates of Pineville High School, and they are going to be opening a Mexican Grill on Highway 107. It's been a Mexican restaurant before, closed, and they are opening La Luna Mexican Grill next Monday. So congratulations to those two young entrepreneurs. And I want to make a comment, if I could. I see things on social media that kind of I see a lot of things on social media that may cause me a little heartburn, but we don't decide what a developer does with a particular piece of property. And I saw some, oh, we got too many Mexican restaurants. Well, either the Ayala brothers will find that out the hard way, or they'll be successful and carve their own niche. And I believe the latter is the case. But, we don't decide what goes into the old Ryan's. We don't decide what goes into the old Kmart building. We just try to help facilitate, development for those activities, for those entrepreneurs. And when they're local entrepreneurs, that's even better. And so that's what we're about, and that's what we're trying to do. So, again, congratulations to them. Our back-to-school splash bash is this Saturday, 9 a.m. to noon at Keys Park, and I'm done.
All right, well, that is a lot, and I will echo what you say. The city needs to be a platform for economic development, not the arbitrator of what that means.
We'll see you next month.
We'll see you next month, and Nathan, I'll see you
tomorrow.
Have a great day, everyone.
You've been listening to Talk Back. The opinions expressed were those of the hosts and callers, and not necessarily those of Senlaw Broadcasting.